you ever consider monotherapy in a patient who you just don't want to give chemotherapy to?
I have been asked about that, and I had an older woman, she was in her 70s, and she had a 3 to 4 centimeter ER-positive, HER2-positive tumor, and it was node negative. And she was a crusty old Vermonter. I don't know if anybody, you know, these tough old Vermont ladies who shovel snow in the middle of January and go maple syruping in April and things. And anyway, we went through all the stuff, and she said, well, you know, chemotherapy doesn't seem to do much for me, but that Herceptin, I'm very interested in that. And I think that's a really interesting question. What we don't know is how important the chemotherapy first is. None of the trials had a non-chemotherapy arm. And the closest analogy would be to the HERA trial, where clearly giving trastuzumab without concurrent chemotherapy was better than nothing. Whether it would still work in the absence of adjuvant chemo isn't known. I guess the other study that was presented yesterday, and perhaps 2 days ago now, was the FIN-HER trial. And that is a very provocative study. It was a very small study, but it looked at a very short duration of trastuzumab exposure on the order of 9 weeks. And it suggested that women there who got even a short exposure of trastuzumab did better than women who did not get trastuzumab. So that, of course, underscores the fact that the 1 year duration of trastuzumab that was chosen for the major adjuvant trials was a totally arbitrary time point. I've made this joke before, so if you've heard it, forgive me, but the only scientific explanation for 1 year of trastuzumab is that's how long it takes for the Earth to go all the way around the sun and back to the same point in the cosmos. Otherwise, it's an entirely arbitrary period of time. And I think now that we've established the principle of therapy, it is going to be important to really nail down what the optimal duration and sequencing should be.